Love locks are padlocks that couples attach to structures. The key is thrown away in a romantic gesture. They can be found in cities all over the world, but they're starting to cause headaches in Paris. Some people there say love locks are anything but loving to the city's architecture. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends this report on a new campaign to ban them.
Well, I'm on the Pont des Arts, which is one of the most famous bridges in Paris. It's a little picturesque footbridge. And the old iron railings of this bridge are just covered in padlocks. There's hundreds of thousands of padlocks on this bridge. The light of day barely passes through them.
These are historic monuments, these bridges, and they're being completely desecrated by this so-called tradition, which isn't even a French tradition or a Parisian tradition in any way.
That's Lisa Taylor Huff, who launched an online campaign to get rid of the locks 2 months ago. If you thought you detected an American accent, you did. But Huff has dual nationality and considers herself a Parisian through and through. The anti-lovelock campaign's American roots has gotten it a lot of publicity. Huff's webpage went viral on social networks. Now her petition has thousands of signatures.
Okay, but what about Paris love?
Well, you know, what about love for Paris? This is the city of love, but we believe that when you're a tourist, when you're traveling, you have a responsibility to be respectful of the places you're visiting, and there's that adage, tread lightly, take only photographs, leave only footprints.
Huff says the locks threaten architecture and cost taxpayers. She says city officials have taken a laissez-faire attitude because they don't want to dampen Paris's romantic reputation. But the city regularly replaces overburdened railings on the bridges. Some of the padlocks are huge. One says in marker, "Because life without you just isn't life." Henry and Christina, Paris, 2013. It has smaller padlocks attached to it. Austrian tourists 19-year-old Isabella Schaufler and 21-year-old Fabian Humpel are throwing the key to their lock into the Seine River.
I think it's a great idea. To
show our love together.
Maybe that we stay together for a long time, as the lock stays here for a long time.
Right there, put it right underneath there.
Paris isn't the only city in the world with a love lock problem, but few cities have it so bad. And the practice has spread beyond traditional romance.
She wrote our initials, her mother, father, and her initials, and on the other side, her grandmother, who's sick back home.
That's the Erickson family from Seattle, Sonia, Tim, and 5-year-old Ava, looking hard for a free space to hang their love lock.
All right. And whenever we see Paris, we'll remember the lock on the bridge, won't we?
Not surprisingly, there are those here to cash in on all the love lock enthusiasm. Armand is selling padlocks on the bridge, which is illegal, so he doesn't want to give his last name. He says the money's good, especially on weekends, but you have to keep a constant watch for cops. He shows me a segment of bridge grill work that was recently replaced.
Because the last time it was become heavy and it was broke.
It's already filled up with padlocks again. So just how long do these eternal love locks actually last out here, I ask him. It could be years, he says, or it could be a week. It all depends on how long the railing holds up. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.